Welcome, friends, neighbors, countrymen, and all genders in between, for the Infotainment Podcast is about to begin. Hi, my name is Randy. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, first up on the podcast docket today, I remember last episode, CJ and I were discussing a job in Sweden at a not fully constructed train station. It's a job for life, and you have to live in Sweden, Gothenburg, Sweden. It's a government-funded conceptual art project looking to pay a lucky worker to do nothing for the rest of their life. I don't exactly know why they are doing this. I did find out some other things from the story you heard in the last podcast. This job wouldn't start till 2026. But still, I would have filled out an application yesterday if I found that. But you can't even start applying to it until 2025. They don't really say, why did they even post this right now? It's like so early. Let's see. The employee would have to go to Korsvägen, a train station under construction in the city. And it pays you equivalent to $2,320 US dollars a month, plus annual wage increases, vacation time off, and a pension for retirement. And then we did do this. You must go to the train station every day, clock in and out at the end of the day, and then you can do whatever you want as long as you don't have a second job. There has to be some catch on this. I mean, I don't know what it is, but they're not doing this out of the greatness of a person's heart here, I don't think. Let's see. Eternal employment. I'm looking at another document about it. A person is employed at Korsvägen. The position holds no duties or responsibilities other than it should be carried out at Korsvägen, where the employee chooses to do whatever that constitutes the work. They don't have to do anything, I guess. And you don't even have to be there all the time. The employment contract is full-time, indefinite duration. Should the employee resign or retire, a new employee is recruited. Employment conditions correspond to that of an average public sector employee. Working hours, holiday entitlement, pension provision, notice period, etc. Annual wage increases aim to follow collective bargaining agreements. The endless duration of this employment is feasible because money pays better than work. Money pays better than work. As long as we live in a society where the return on capital is substantially higher than the average increases in wages, eternal employment is kept afloat. Eternal employment is realized through long-term strategic investment of the allocated production budget to facilitate employment and capital management. Over time, a foundation is set up specifically for this purpose. The station at Korsvägen has a time clock where the employee is expected to check in and out every day, and is not required to stay there within the premises of the station throughout the day, which is a good thing because I think that would be noisy as hell. I'm about ready to move away from here just because of the train noise. So today it is not bad, But other days, they're blowing train horns about every 3 minutes. I don't get it, but unfortunately, I have to live here at the moment. But if something comes through for me, I might eventually move. And I don't know how I would like being at the train station for much of the time. I might just go, I'll go here and sit on a park bench for an hour and watch people go by or the pigeons and then go to a bar and grill and maybe more the bar than the grill. And then just enough so I can stumble back in and do my punch out. And I assume, I think it pretty much obvious that you're required, they do hire somebody out of the country, that they're moving there on their own dime, which that could be a problem. Since never having done something like that, I don't know all the ins and outs of moving a lot of stuff overseas. And of course, you got the tax laws between countries and filing for the U.S. and filing for that country and how that works. I've read where it's kind of a nightmare for people who choose to live in other countries. But a lot of older people are. I'm finding a lot of videos. One is really well done. It's what does he call him? So I forget what his name is. He calls it, it's What's on My Mind Today, about an older gentleman who enjoys the RV lifestyle with his wife. And they lived in Portland, Oregon for a long time and started visiting Mexico and found out how much cheaper medical expenses were there and medical services and how much cheaper utilities and all that other good stuff was. So they bought a nice home down there, and some people were calling him stupid and stuff like this. I'm going, why would you even say that to the guy? Guy's got a really nice house and he's got a pool in the backyard. He was showing it, and he goes, this is my kind of stupid or something like that. He lives by a lake and can watch all the cranes and whatever, and guy's got a pretty good life. He's in his 70s and still does the RVing now once and again, but found out it's much cheaper, but you got to be aware of the different traffic laws and stuff, and it's a little different there. He says much of the horror stories you read in Mexico involving being stopped by the local police is kind of unfounded. Most of them are pretty pleasant or whatever. And he says he's not fluent in Spanish, but he speaks what they would call Spanglish, he calls it. But this job in, let me see if this, if we got any more in this Sweden thing here. Not too. I don't know why they're not. Why don't they just pay me now and I'll save up for the moving expense and I'll do this job. I'll do nothing for them like a champ. Of course, I don't know how far $2,300 goes in Sweden. It may be barely enough to get by or even less. I don't know what the average salary in Sweden is for people or yearly income is, but it would be interesting to check out and maybe writing them or something and telling them why you're super employed, super ready to start the job. You're just like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Yeah, I'm ready for I'm ready to do this job. I can't do the voice. That's the way it goes. But yeah, if you're looking for a lot cheaper living than here, I guess a lot of people are fleeing Florida because of weather changes and insurance rates, and seniors are fleeing Florida. And I'm hearing that, you know, Central and South America is becoming a lot more attractive as far as being less expensive than the States are. So, but that's what we talked about last time. I just thought I'd add that little information about it, that job that starts in 2026 and you can't even apply for it until 2025. So it'll be interesting to see who gets that job. You know, they should take pictures, take a lot of selfies, maybe watching a train go by while you sit there on a bench or something, or take a picture in the bathroom and see how clean the station is and stuff like that. I wonder if they allowed you to drink on the job, I mean, since you're not having to do anything. And they don't say you can be fired for drinking on the job. I don't see that. I don't know what like a apartment rent would be over there. I know in England they more likely say flat. I don't know what they just say an apartment in Sweden or how what word they have for that. I know a little. Very little Spanish. I have had a guy call me and he was speaking in Spanish right away and I said, no habla español. And he said, oh, sorry. And he started speaking perfect English. So, but other than that, I do not know Swedish. But I have heard of these. I don't know if they're developed yet, but they were shown. It was something you put in your ear and you used in conjunction with your phone that would translate what someone was saying to you in real time to your ear. I don't know if that is available yet or not, or if that was just the concept they were working on, as people would sure snap that up for different languages. Well, that's, I think we've covered, but the agency for that Swedish job is the Eternal Employment Foundation, and it's not till in the distant future that you can even apply for it. Today is laundry day again. You know, the one thing I hate about laundry is actually doing laundry. I'd rather go do anything else except that. I'd rather go grocery shopping. I like that even better than I do laundry. But here we are again. Now, I do have a story. And see, I can have to remove train noise again. But let's see, we have this story about David Spade and Kate Beckinsale. He trolls Kate with a statement about her dating a younger man. Their age, an age gap comment. She goes, dream on, David Spade. That's the message Kate Beckinsale sent the Joe Dirt star on Instagram on Wednesday, March 20th, after he attempted to troll her for her romance with Pete Davidson. His comment surfaced on an Instagram post that showed Kate, 45, I tried to find that posting, and of course it was gone. But I was going to write a comment about good for her. And, you know, the guy went through a whole list of dudes that do this, successful guys. I mean, when did Hugh Hefner ever date anybody that was his same age or around his same age by 10 or 20 years, and Johnny Carson, for those of you who remember him, she was holding a cheetah cub in her lap, and David wrote, you like them young, and he goes, now don't fight back and roast me, just quietly stew and take the hit. I mean, I've liked some of David Spade's movies. Tommy Boy, I laughed at some things, and Joe Dirt, As comments by celebs promptly pointed out, Kate replied to his response with, at David Spade, never gonna happen, Grandpa. Boy, David, that has got to sting at least a little bit. For me, it would sting a lot. Something about that post kind of strikes me that he has a little sour grapes about something with her. Maybe he tried to take a run at her one time and was told where to go. Since Kate started seeing Pete, who at 25 is 2 decades younger than her, she's taken a number of nasty comments about their age difference. You know, what a fucking double standard we have. You know, that's the comment. You know, if you're a rich, successful guy who's older, men do not seem to age. Like Drew Carey's dating a younger woman. All these guys are dating younger women. Why not a really successful, attractive woman dating a younger man? I mean, hell, she looks like she's like 25, 26. And I've seen enough workout things from her, and it proves that she works a lot at it. And she takes it in stride, telling one commenter who said he or she was disappointed on her dating choices. Fairly let down by your wonky beard, but thought possibly rude to say, according to Us Weekly. As it turns out, Kate won't have to do much digging for dirt on the erstwhile Joe Dirt. Should she be up for more trolling, a quick peek at the 54-year-old comic and actor's romance retrospective points to multiple romantic tangles with much younger women. I don't get that. You're doing it yourself, Spade. Why would you even do that? Including Ivy Levin, Naya Rivera, both 32, Jillian Grace, 33, and Jasmine Waltz, 36. Who likes them young now, Dave? I don't know. It's just Hollywood. After this Harvey Weinstein stuff broke out, it's like Holly Weird is becoming Hollywood Creepy Town. Because how many women, against their better judgment, furthered their career by doing Harvey Weinstein's bidding? And how many guys were willing to smoke the pole on some male Jewish money bags producer to further their career? I've heard that about one of the more famous sweat hogs. It's just, ugh, so creepy. So I just say, rock on, Kate. You know, if I had the money and had the George Clooney, Brad Pitt, any of the guys in Magic Mike, Gene, I probably would move to some area and do probably the same thing. I mean, the sad reality of this story, though, is that I'm the same age as David Spade. Kind of brings a tear to my eye. But, I mean, I don't want to date anybody my own age, because most likely I'd be dealing with somebody's kids that don't approve or some shit. Oh, and they got to like you, or the woman isn't going to hang around with you that much. So just like, no way. Maybe that's why I'm single. Unfortunately, I got this thing. Even though I don't have that good gene, I never wanted to marry somebody I wasn't really attracted to. I wanted to marry somebody that would turn heads and they'd go, how did he wind up with her? That sort of deal. So I can wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which gets filled first. That's the way it goes in Hollywood. I don't know why they're, I guess because of the bigger age difference. And, you know, think like, oh, I can't think of her name right now. Bruce Willis's ex didn't go out with younger guys. Like, good for them. More power to them, because I would be doing the same thing if I were in their position. My next story I couldn't pass up. It's a woman who wrote about women wearing leggings. Some people prefer to use the term yoga pants. I've heard that before. But I think the more used term is leggings. That's the one that I see the most. She thinks, well, she taught her sons not to be gawkers of women, but Notre Dame mom begs female students to stop wearing leggings, sparking protests. While attending mass at the University of Notre Dame last fall, Marianne White saw something that horrified her. Leggings. At mass. I thought this was at a football game. But, that may make a difference. I don't know. A group of young women, all clad in clingy spandex and short tops, were sitting directly in front of her and her family. At least they were attending mass. I thought of all the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds. The self-described Catholic mother of four sons wrote in a letter to the editor that was published by The Observer, Notre Dame's student newspaper on Monday. My sons know better than to ogle a woman's body. Certainly when I'm around, and hopefully also when I'm not. Yeah, good luck wishing that one. They probably have masturbated to worse things. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterwards, but you couldn't help but see those blackly naked rear ends. So they were black legging. I'll be honest with you, I'm not married. I don't have anybody to worry about. I don't have a girlfriend. So I'll say it. I find leggings on the right form to be very sexy. Yeah, that's where it goes. I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult for young guys to ignore them. Trust me, they're not ignoring them. They're trying to make you think they're ignoring them when they're with their mother. Begging female students to think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead. Oh, they're probably looking at those too. White added that she had hoped leggings eventually would go out of style. I'm sorry, I don't wish that to happen. Maybe she proposed Notre Dame woman could start a trend by simply choosing not to wear the wildly popular. I have two strawberry margaritas in me that are medium size. You put them together, you got a fishbowl. So I'm not feeling any pain right now. Hopefully I can get through this story. She's hoping to give up the popular stretchy pants. Her plea. Margaritaville. Her plea appears to have had the opposite effect. By way of responding to her complaints, more than 1,000 students at the private Catholic university in South Bend, Indiana, indicated that they plan to wear leggings to class this week. Oh, to wish I was a student at Notre Dame. Yeah, I'd protest all year on that one. Wear them all year. I wish that would happen at the university I attended to. Let's see. Somebody made the comment, participating in Legging Day in Notre Dame and thousands of other Notre Dame community members in defiance of those who feel entitled to police women's appearance and shift the blame for impropriety. Let's also remember that women of color are far more likely than white women to be punished for violating dress codes at school and work, and that as a group, WOC deal with greater degrees of sexualization of their bodies than white women. Debates about whether it's appropriate to wear casual, form-fitting yoga pants outside of the gym, I'll only use the term yoga pants, have been raging for years. Well, it's the same thing for, I wear camouflage sweatpants. I don't know. Numerous high schools have courted controversy by banning leggings. Ugh. Let the parents, in recent years, claiming that they are distracting from male students. Oh, brother. And teacher. Why would the teachers be distracted by that? They're kind of paid not to be distracted by... I'm hopeful that they're not too distracted by a woman wearing leggings. But college campuses, for the most part, have remained a haven for those who choose to wear comfortable Lycra or spandex bottoms to class, meals, and campus activities. You know, it's kind of, I don't know. They're of age. Let them make the decision. I mean, hopefully their parents taught them right, you know, to fend off guys who are jerks about it. Who's going to be a jerk about it? They're probably, most of them are just going to take a look, you know. I mean, women that do not want, women know what they're doing with that. They know when they dress that, that guys will take a look. Come on. Oh, let's see. In her letter titled The Legging Problem, White described the pants as a problem that only girls can solve. She claimed that the depiction of women in movies, video games, and music videos made it harder for Catholic mothers to teach their sons that women are someone's daughters and sisters, and should be treated with respect. Although she acknowledged the main reason college students like to wear leggings, namely, they're extremely comfortable. Yeah, sweatpants are the same way for anybody. White went on to imply that it wasn't too different from walking around without any clothes on at all. You know what, next, you know, when you have the right to complain, when students are of age and can make up their own decisions about what clothes they wear, if they were wearing bras and panties while they attend mass or go to football games or what. I mean, I suppose you would. I mean, what's the difference between bra and panties between a two-piece bathing suit? Is there all that much difference? But, I don't know. We don't go naked because we respect the other person who must see us, she said, adding, I'm fretting. Oh, she's fretting over this. Both because of unsavory guys who are looking at you creepily and nice guys who are doing everything to avoid looking at you. Some people will be creeps about it, and others will be nice guys about it, but they're gonna notice. Trust me, guys will be guys, you know, and women know that they're doing what they're dressing in, which outfits will get more looks than others. Let's see, that argument didn't go well over on campus. Join in our leg-wearing hedonism, one student wrote on Facebook. Laying lovers of the Notre Dame community, that Tuesday would be Love Your Legging Day at the university, or not, because what you wear is completely your own choice. Now, there was a movie quite a few years ago. It was called American Pie. And as much of you think as those of you who are educated and have a higher moral sense of what movies you watch may have thought that was a trash movie, but I laughed at some of that stuff. And now they had one that was on Netflix. I did not even realize they had made this, but it was one called The Naked Mile or something in Michigan, where they run naked for a mile. There was one extremely, this may be off-putting to you, but he was watching some old, the main character of it, and the characters in it were pretty dull compared to the first movie, but the main character in it found some old VHS videotape, and they were still using flip phones, so this movie was made a few years ago. He found a VHS porn videotape in a dumpster or something, and he put it on, and his parents and were away getting their grandmother, and in order to enhance his near my throat there, margaritas must be getting to me, but in order to enhance his what shall we say, self-love, he put on headphones to just hear the sound of the movie. And of course his parents came back while he was about ready to. And unfortunately, he turned around, and his parents had come in the living room, seeing him do that was, and his grandma was there, and shall we say, the money shot ensued, and his grandma fell over backwards, dead. He kind of hit the target too before she died. I'm sorry, I laughed. I laughed my ass off at that. Talk about, kind of the Stifler name reverberates throughout all these American Pie renditions. I don't even know how many they made. The first two were all right, and then they started to go downhill. But first one being the best. This lady should just worry about her own kids and let the parents of these other women worry about their kids. And hopefully they train them right. I don't know. I don't know if going to Mass would be the right place to wear those, but you can go look at Walmart.com or whatever that site. One of those sites has pictures of people at Walmart. You want to see some stuff that really needs some shaming. It's some of those pictures. Well, now I think it is time to call Red Alert and post this to the interwebs. Well, we will warp drive it to the interwebs. I don't buy into the Spore drive. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. Email me at randyms12@gmail.com. And check my blog, randyms12.blogspot.com. And my Facebook page under Infotainment. And you can also become a patron of this program. There might be some programs that you haven't heard at patreon.com/infotainment. And remember, this is the Last Stop Podcast Shop for your listening enjoyment. Have a pleasant day and a happy ending this evening. Bye-bye, folks.